This is the Mason Vera Payne Show, your go-to lifestyle program, covering everything from technology and gaming to movies, TV shows, and pop culture to the supernatural and beyond. Brought to you by WGNRadio.com with your host, the unabridged millennial, Mason Vera Payne.
Mason Payne here live from the MVP Studios in Chicago, and thank you for tuning in. When Thanksgiving is almost here, and there are always those small questions of how to prepare the turkey or what's even appropriate to cook, restaurant manager and chef at MacArthur's Restaurant, Sharon McKenney, is here to solve some of these Thanksgiving mysteries. Thanks for joining me, Sharon.
Thank you for having me.
Tell me about MacArthur's. How did you start this?
MacArthur's restaurant is owned by Mac Alexander. His idea was to bring a nice cafeteria-style restaurant consisting of Southern-style cooking to the community, a restaurant that the community could afford, and also he wanted to consist of just everyday home-cooked meals.
How did you guys decide on the menu?
For the first 3 weeks we were open, it was just so people could come in and taste the food and leave comments on what we needed to have. That's how we got started with our menu.
I'm not going to lie, I have gone to your restaurant, and I usually only go on Wednesdays because you have the best liver and onions.
Wow.
It is the best. Like, how did you decide to cook it the way you do? Because most of the time, liver is grilled, and then it gets really rubbery and dry, but yours is so succulent. How did you decide to cook it this way?
Actually, it's because that's the way my mom cooks it at home. She, like, sear it in the oil, and then they bake it in the gravy so that the taste could, you know, stay nice and fresh, and then it won't get all rubbery.
And that is genius. I'm not going to lie. That is genius to cook it in its own, you know, essence, and it tastes so good. It literally, like, just melts in your mouth, and it's such delicious liver. And for me, it's hard to find good liver because you either do it right or you do it wrong.
That means you have to come back.
Now, when it comes to your opinion, what signature dishes do you have?
Well, of course, our signature dishes, most like the meat, our most popular are the fried and baked chicken, the smothered pork chops, and the beef short ribs. I'm a fried chicken person, been raised up on fried chicken, but those are our biggest sellers as far as the meats. Our side items, the fresh macaroni, the fresh greens, and the fresh candied yams. And we also have homemade dressing. So those are our top sellers. And then we have homemade banana pudding and peach cobbler. So we sell a lot of that. That's why we have those items almost every day, because it's in such great demand.
Now, do you cook anything specific for holidays, or is it all the same?
No, we prepare everything on our menu all year round.
I have to ask, what is your Thanksgiving dinner at your house like?
We have ham and we have duck. And a few things that we don't offer at the restaurant, we do have when I'm at home. But I get to enjoy my mom's cooking mostly on Thanksgiving Day, which I look forward to because I'm at the restaurant almost every day. So to get home and get my mom's cooking, which is just a little different, not much, I really enjoy it.
Now, it's funny you say ham for Thanksgiving, because I know a lot of people who debate that ham is more of a Christmas dinner than it is a Thanksgiving dinner.
No, we haven't. Both. You have something good. You have it, you know, you don't have it all year round. So every chance we get to have it, we have it. So Thanksgiving and Christmas, we always have ham.
Now, and you also do duck, but no turkey? Why no turkey?
We do turkey. Duck is juicier than a turkey. It has more flavor. It's also a little more expensive. But like I say, since you only doing it so many times a year, it's always good to throw that, you know, that duck on the table when you know you have a whole year to wait for the next time. So for Thanksgiving, we do have turkey and we have duck.
Have you ever had a turducken?
No.
Yeah, I've heard of a turducken, but I've never actually had one myself. It's a chicken that's pushed inside of a duck, and then that duck is pushed inside of a turkey, and you cook it like that, and it's called a turducken.
I have never heard of that.
You have to look it up.
I'm going to look into that because it sounds very interesting.
Well, the idea is because duck is dark meat, mm-hmm. The juices make sure that the chicken and the turkey doesn't dry out.
Yeah, because duck is very greasy, juicy.
Yes, it is. I like duck personally. That is some good stuff because it has all the flavor right in it, right?
Yeah, it's always easy to have a nice, juicy turkey. Turkey doesn't have to be dried because we always push the butter under the legs on inside. We cook it with butter inside. We cook it with butter around the legs, and you know, under the wing, at the bottom of the pan. So when it melts, it's all over the turkey. So you can still make a pretty good juicy turkey.
When it comes to your turkey, how do you cook it? You just said you just put all butter on it, but is that it?
Oh, no, no. You have to put the seasoned salt, the black pepper, garlic, and then you always, on the inside, you push the bell pepper, celery, onion on in there, and, oh, you have to decorate it, you know. You have to really flavor it up, you know, so it won't be dry, and you know, and then, because it's always good to have that taste cooked on the inside. So if you have anything left, you can have a nice turkey sandwich on the next day, you know. It's always good to have, you know, leftovers is almost better than the original meal. We look forward to the leftovers.
I smother everything in cranberry sauce when it's leftovers because you got to get rid of it, right?
You got to get rid of it. My household, it doesn't take much. Everybody's going home with some extras, you know, so we don't have many leftovers, but we'd be looking forward to them.
You know, it's really funny. My aunt last year, she went out and bought a really cheap, like, containers. Like, you see at, like, the Chinese food place, those little box ones. And that's what we now put all our leftovers into. She gives us little Chinese food takeout box.
Oh, wow, that's nice. That's a good idea.
Yeah, because she got tired of saving all of the big, large butter containers.
That means she's looking forward to you taking something home.
That is true. That is true. She's thinking ahead at the very least, right?
I always lose my Tupperware because everyone takes them home, but they never bring them back. I'm going to have to come up with an idea like your aunt.
They come back next year like, hey, I brought back that Tupperware. When it comes to Thanksgiving, I know there's a lot of young people out there who, you know, we're all grown up and we want to bring something into Thanksgiving, you know, like our parents have. What would you recommend? Like what something like a 30-year-old like myself take to Thanksgiving?
Well, actually, it's always good to call the guests, say if they need anything. And of course, if they say, well, I've already gotten everything for my meal, it's always good to take a dessert, maybe a cake or a sweet potato pie or something like that. But if you know how to cook, always take your signature dish, something that you know you can make well. You know, don't take something you're trying for the first time because it may not go so well. But then you can always give us a call and order something. We have no problem with that. But it's always good to bring like a cake. If you know the person has a big menu and have already, you know, completed their menu and it has it set, you know, like bringing something, dessert or something is always a good idea. Cookies or something like that.
Now, when it comes to the Thanksgiving meal, is there a limit to how many dishes you can have? Like, when is it too much?
Well, it's a feast, and it depends on how many people you have. So if you know you have a large family, you may want to cook a lot of items, but only maybe one of each item. So it's always good to have a spread because with a holiday like Thanksgiving, everyone's looking to carry something home or have something the next day. So I don't think it's too much. I don't think too many items. But, I mean, only how many your table can hold. You don't want to have so many that you have to, you know, go into another room to get something else, you know. You know, just fill the table with colorful, nice, you know, foods, and it'll always look full. If you don't have as many as you think you do.
Sharon, thank you so much for joining me. I really appreciate you being here. For those listening, where can they find more information about you?
Well, we're located 5412 West Madison in Chicago. And you can also visit our website at www.MacArthur'sRestaurant.com. And we'll be more than glad to assist you any way we can for the holiday. We're open from 7 a.m. to 9 p.m., 7 to 10:45 for breakfast. And 11 to 9 for lunch and dinner every day. We will be closed the Friday after Thanksgiving. But other than that, we're open daily.
This has been the Mason Vera Payne Show. Thanks for listening. Can't wait to hear more? Subscribe, rate, and comment at masonverapayne.com. That's MasonVeraPaine.com. Also, follow Mason on Facebook and Twitter at Mason Vera Payne. That's all one word. And don't forget to share the show with your friends.